everybody. This is Peter Arulian. We are here at Computex, and we are in the Acer booth. We're going to talk about some of the great PC gaming announcement that the Acer team has made, not just with the Predator line, with some other devices, including a really, really amazing monitor. We're here with Clark Gurdon. Clark.
Hi, good to meet you.
Thanks for your time. Clark is here with the Acer PC gaming team, and he's going to take us through some of the announcements that they've made for PC gaming. Clark, let's start here with the device that's right behind us.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about this.
All right, so this is the Acer Nitro 5, and this is our casual gaming laptop line. Basically, it will let you play the games that you want at the resolutions that are important to you. So many people who want to get into gaming, maybe they have a lot of work to do, maybe they occasionally want to play games, but they're worried that their machine might not be able to take it. This is the machine that's going to allow them to do that.
Okay. So in a lot of ways, this is a device for the person who's making a purchase, who's going to do a lot of different things with it. It's like the home laptop for taxes. They're doing a lot of web browsing. But they want gaming to be a meaningful part of that experience. This has got, I see, the 1050 Ti. So it's got a pretty healthy configuration for a lot of the games that we play, like League of Legends. And
if you want to play some AAA games, which this on this you can, you're going to need a powerful GPU.
Yeah.
And that's, so this does have the 1050 Ti inside.
Okay. Yeah. So good. So this is a good sort of all-in-one type of device, some gaming, but also allow you to do a lot of other things. And that is the Nitro 5.
That is the Nitro 5, right? The Acer Nitro 5.
And this was announced here at Computex.
That's right. It is one of our new line of laptops for the gaming, for Acer gaming.
Now, do we know when this is going to be available?
This should be available in July, I believe.
July. Yeah. Do we have a price yet on this one?
The starting price on this is going to be $799.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good price to performance ratio there.
Exactly, yeah.
So now we are going to migrate across the aisle here and move from the Acer brand, so to speak, into the Predator line. We're going to look at this Predator monitor, which is another announcement here at Computex from the Acer team in Predator, but in display.
So this is our X35 monitor. And Predator, we're pretty familiar with doing curved displays. And any gamer will tell you, like, when you play on a curved display, it's a whole different experience. But we want to take that experience further. So what this has, we've also included HDR. So this is not just your regular curved display anymore. It's a 1440p monitor with HDR inside, as well as G-Sync.
So one of the things that our viewers have heard me say is that at a platform level, Microsoft has spent a lot of energy and an engineering investment to have Windows support a lot of this visual technology like HDR. So it's really actually great to see the ecosystem begin to embrace this to deliver that kind of a gaming experience for gamers. And again, I don't know if the camera always picks up the fidelity that we're seeing here.
It's
the richness, the richness here of the colors and the darkness of the darks is kind of what brings this to life.
Yeah. With HDR, you really get a great disparity between like light and dark colors. So occasionally you can pick it up. It is challenging.
Yeah. Okay. So fantastic new gaming monitor. Timing on this one?
Timing, I can't be sure, unfortunately, on that one. We'll check with our teams, but hopefully soon. Yeah.
And probably no pricing yet on this one.
No pricing yet, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But if someone wants to get deeper in understanding about this, where would they go? Is there a website that you focus?
We don't have a website set up for this monitor yet, other than our announcements, but one will be released in the future.
Okay. So in the meantime, you would send them to Acer.com.
Yeah, check our website for updates and keep looking back there. And eventually, we will include more information on this display as well.
Walk with us. We're going to walk around here to another one of the device announcements that you've made. Here we've got the Predator Triton 700. And this was a device that was actually announced here at the show.
We did announce it here. We did also announce it at GPC recently in New York.
Okay.
But we have it here at Computex for everyone to check out. The Triton 700 is the crown jewel of our laptop, so to speak.
Okay.
Aside from the all-familiar 21X as well.
We're going to look back again. We've seen the 21X, but there's new things for us to see. But tell us more about the Triton.
All right. So the Triton 700 is using a 1080 GPU with a Max-Q design. And the Max-Q design is incredibly useful because if you want to put this much power in a laptop, a thin laptop, you have to use the GPU that's going to match. So it's not just the GPU and the Max-Q design that's making this possible. It's also our unique AeroBlade 3D fan technology.
Okay.
And what AeroBlade 3D fan technology is, we basically took a plastic fan and we evolved it. because we want to have better cooling. Better cooling means your GPU doesn't get throttled, which means your games are going to be more seamless, more perfect. And so with how this works with the Aeroblade 3D fan is you have 59 bladed fans that are specifically designed with a blower technology as well as the Axio fan technology. So we've combined them both in order to make them fit this 1080 Max-Q design.
So if I understand that, when it starts up, doesn't it blow first? Is that accurate?
It sucks in. Yeah, it'll suck it in, as well as distribute the heat evenly. So it'll trap it between the blades,
okay,
and then immediately push it out.
And I think you told me it drives like a 33% increase in airflow?
From 35% from the initial plastic fan, we've pushed it up to a 35% increase in airflow, yeah.
Oh, see, I wasn't giving credit for 2% there.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. The profile on this, I don't know if you're able to see, but the profile on this is really, really thin.
Less than 1 inch, yeah.
Less than 1 inch. Is it like what, 0.8 or something?
This one's 18.9 millimeters. So
okay.
The whole body is aluminum as well. Many people might not know this, is we get a question a lot, is like, why the touchpad over here? And I always tell people, well, it's like, well, have you tried putting your hand actually on the putting your hand right here and actually using the WASD keys?
Yeah.
This is incredibly comfortable.
Right.
Like, you can try it yourself. And
yeah, I've seen this start to come into the ecosystem, and I like it.
Yeah.
It feels more natural. It feels the way PC gamers have used keyboards with desktops.
Exactly.
In the past, right? So I think this is actually kind of a natural evolution. I like seeing this here in the Triton.
And most gamers are going to have their own mouse with them almost all the time.
They are, yeah.
Four-button mice, yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is like a super spec'd and configged device for gaming in the Predator line.
Yep.
Short of the 21X, which we'll go take a look at.
Yeah, it looks like.
My standard question here, do we know timing and pricing on this one yet? That's still coming.
The pricing so far has been announced is about $2,999, so roughly under $3,000.
Okay.
As far as the release, I cannot be sure of. Sometime not too far in the future, we can definitely.
But we'll stay tuned.
Yeah.
We'll talk some more, I'm sure. All right, we're going to go one more station over here.
Okay. So this is our Helios 300 line. This is we just announced it recently, as well at GPC. And so with the Helios 300 is also using our Aeroblade 3D fan technology, which is really important. Like if you want to limit your GPU throttling, you have to have powerful fan technology guiding the GPUs as well.
Yeah.
Helios 300, it's an ideal laptop for somebody who wants to get into gaming, similar to the Nitro 5, wants to get into gaming, but might not be ready to just settle down with something like the Triton 700 just yet.
Yeah. Okay, so this sits at an altitude just below the Triton. But still, what is the GPU in this one, did you say?
The GPU in this one is this one is running at 1060.
Okay.
NVIDIA 1060, yeah.
So would you classify this as VR ready?
This is VR ready, yep.
It's okay.
NVIDIA has come in on that, yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to take one more step.
Okay.
We had the good fortune of looking at the 21X CES
with
one of your colleagues a few months ago. But there's some goodies you've gotten here that we haven't seen. So I want to go over and look at that real quick.
Yeah, let's
see. So we're going to walk right behind our film crew here. Okay, I'm going to sit down. A couple of the things that we know are fantastic about the 21X is it's got the only curved monitor.
That's right.
You keep me honest, but the only curved monitor in
the only curved monitor on a on a laptop.
Tell me more about the monitor itself.
Well, the monitor itself is 21 inches. It's curved with 120 hertz refresh rate as well.
Right.
So as well as G-Sync. And anybody who's used G-Sync on a high refresh rate with a monitor on a high refresh rate knows that when you play on a system like that, your gaming is seamless. It's perfect. It's a whole new experience. And that's something you don't really realize until you actually do it.
So the other thing, I know this has a mechanical keyboard.
That's right, yeah.
You've got a goodie there that I don't think we saw before. Show us what you've got in the box.
Well, this is a full-size mechanical keyboard. And inside, this is something people don't usually see, but we have custom WASD keys and the spacebar. And we've also included the tools to take them out as well.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure people can switch easily.
Okay, so this this has also got Tobii eye tracking.
That's right, yep.
I believe the portfolio on Tobii is north of 40 games now. So
yeah, and they're continually growing, yeah, that's right.
Yep. And this is absolutely a statement in my mind of Predator as a serious gaming brand.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. So this is a glorious device. We're going to have these at E3 with us soon. And behind our friend here, Clark, is the case that comes with this that you have to have in order to take this anywhere. It's a flight case that is heavy. Like, lift it up. Like, I guess Clark's super strong, but it's like a 50-pound case.
It is very heavy, yeah. I can do that for a few seconds, maybe, but that's it.
Yeah, you're not, like, dragging this around to LAN parties in a real easy way. But what this means is that your investment in this device is protected. That's a very thoughtful part of, I think, the purchase of the 21X is the care that this will provide it. Right?
Yeah, we want to make sure that it was easy to take the device around if you need to, because if you have the 21X, you're definitely going to want to take it around with you, maybe show it off a little bit.
Yeah, you are.
And we want to make sure, if you're going to take it around with you, that this is going to keep it airtight, watertight, basically in perfect condition.
Like, and I know about flight cases. I've been a musician in my life, and when you're taking expensive, important gear, a flight case like this, when you're traveling, is critical. This is an important part of the purchase. Look, Clark, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
We've been able to look at some amazing devices from Acer. Especially in their Predator line, which is an exciting brand for gamers. I think you guys are proving that with the products you're bringing to market. We're going to look forward to seeing some more from Acer later in the year. But for now, Peter Arulian here at Computex, thanks for joining us.